Good morning, church. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you now once again. We have songs to sing here today. And Father, as we come to you now and we press in toward your throne room here this morning, Father, we just thank you that we have that ability, that we can come to you, and we can worship you, we can give you our all, our very, very best here this morning. And we thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, His mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him. Love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. When the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
My salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation, and He has become my salvation.
Amen.
You'll find that in Isaiah 12:2.
In our praises, as your people declare your mighty words. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father of mercy, be exalted. May Jesus' name be lifted up. The sacrifice of love has won my pardon. The resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore.
Amen.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. My heart, O God, may I be like you.
Amen.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like Him. All through life's journey, from birth to glory, all I ask is to be be like Him, to be like You, Lord, to be like You, Lord. All I ask is to be like You. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like You. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like Him. To be like You, Lord, to be like You, Lord. Life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like You.
Amen. You know, we read through the Bible, we have this awesome example of Jesus. And then He says, you know, be perfect, like your Heavenly Father. And I was perfect this morning, until I woke up. After that, the perfection ended. And I've had spurts and so forth, back and forth. But to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all through life's journey, not just one day, all the days.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. Child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our
filled with glory.
temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sold, my liberty at Calvary. God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul in glory turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sold the liberty at Calvary. Everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sold for liberty at Calvary. Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sold for liberty at Calvary.
Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 3 that the law is the schoolmaster, it's the teacher that shows us of our need of a Savior. And that's what verse 2 is talking about. By God's word, at last my sin I learned, and then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till guilty my soul imploringly turned to Calvary, at Calvary.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's word. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied. Earth and heaven be one.
Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. All around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, here I praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall loose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, utterly the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when freed from sin, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed in blood, washed in it, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry. Take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Amen.
Gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, pass me by.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him on account of the excellence of his greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down of the same, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Hallelujah. For the Lord is high above all this earth, and his glory is above the heavens. Oh, who is like a Lord, a God that dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and the things on earth, who lifts up the poor of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with princes, with the princes of his people. And Lord, we thank you today that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. We got the victory. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can rely upon you, we can trust upon you, and we have faith in you, O Lord, that you will bring it to pass. And we bless you, we thank you today, and we are determined today to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to declare, oh, who we are in Christ Jesus. That we are children of the King, the children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. We have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to shout hallelujah and to celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Hallelujah. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us, O Lord, peace and joy in our hearts today. Thank you, Lord, for saturating us with your peace. And know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we're not going to be defeated, but we are going to be, O Lord, more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father, for using us, for sending us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let always the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Praise your holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving in the midst of us today in such a mighty way. O Lord, sweep us off our feet, we pray today. Oh, let it be no timidity today. Let it be no apathy in this body of believers. But let us be, O Lord, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Let us be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for a new commitment today. Oh, a new, oh Lord, decision in our hearts, oh Lord, to do that which is pleasing in thy sight. And we thank you, Lord, that your perfect plan and will be done in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastor Charles today as he will bring the message to us. Let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, have his way. We pray in the name of Jesus. Give him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And no one be left untouched. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can take dominion over the spirits of darkness. In the name of Jesus, all darkness has to go in the name of Jesus. And command any spirits, any the demonic ruler coming against the finances of this church. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you and command you right now to loose this body, this church body, in the name of Jesus, and command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken where you belong by God's holy angels, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for pouring the finances. Thank you for blessing the finances of this church. Thank you for blessing every every believer, we pray, every worker, every businessman. Thank you for blessing them, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, with plenty of finances. And we thank you and praise you. And thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in this church body, we pray, in this church. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for pouring the finances. As you said in your word, you are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, no good thing you will withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we thank you for that, Lord, and praise you that you stand good in your word. You stand good in your word. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So every man, a woman, and child, as they purpose in their hearts, let them give today. Let them give to the work of the Lord. Let them give out of what you have given us. Oh, hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are also the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray for everyone that gives a testimony today, that you anoint them mightily. And we bless you and thank you, and your name be glorified in the testimonies as well. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Good morning. I had a scripture on the way in this morning that I wanted to read while I was riding my bike in. This is the one that came to me. And so I'm going to read it. It's Matthew 6. Matthew 6:33-34. Sometimes for me, I get pretty frustrated when I see a lot of stuff out there that I don't like, you know. Believe me, there's plenty out there I don't like. And this is the only verse really that helps me to deal with that. And it's Matthew 6:34. But I like to read 6:33-34. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then also that when I was thinking about that, that reminded me of the message that was given about, 7 weeks ago, where the title of it was, Keep Your Eyes on Jesus. And how true that is. That's where we got to be, keeping our eyes on Jesus. And then verse 34, it says, Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. And here's the kicker for me. It says, Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And that, in other words, every day there's going to be enough evil to go around. Don't let it bother you. I'm just telling you my interpretation of this scripture. And this is how I see it. So I have to always revert to this on a daily basis. Because there's plenty out there that's trying to bother me. So, anyway, I thought I'd give that, and I'm always reverting back to that script, that teaching that Pastor John gave. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And there's some meat in that right there. Okay, I know that I got up here before I was supposed to, right, Shireen? She gave me the word earlier. Okay, so now Shireen's got a word for you.
Good morning. Yeah, to go along with what Thomas said is the offense. Offense really tries to get you every day, probably most of the day, all day long. The offense is going to come your way. It's hard, but if you keep talking to God about it, keep praying about it, keep giving it to Him, He will make it so the offense rolls right off you. You won't be offended anymore. Even though it tries to come on you, you can get right on it. So, praise God. Also, we're going to have our fellowship dinner next Sunday. So the flyers are up for everybody to read. That's the 12th. Same thing. Bring a main dish and either a side dish or a dessert. So, hope to see you all there. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Are the flyers in the usual places? That would be in the bathroom. Everybody gets to read it there. Okay. Okay. So do we have any testimonies this morning? Okay. I have a, you know, testimony. I'm thankful that God has brought me to where He's brought me, and I'm also thankful that I have a future. So I'm optimistic for the future. It doesn't look good in America, but I'm still optimistic for my future. So, okay, Satiris.
This weekend we had a wonderful experience. We saw a move of God that we haven't seen for a long time.
Amen.
We went to this, it was a crusade. People from all over the world came to. First it was on Friday, it was on Rayleigh Field. The next day it was in front of the Capitol, state capitol. And it was so much excitement there. I mean, those preachers, I mean, they were going. One of them that was the main speaker, he almost lost his voice, but God kept him there, I mean. And it was wonderful. And you should see, we feel that sometimes things all around us seem without hope, that the homosexuals are taking over, and the abortion is getting more and more people get abortions and so on and so forth. But you should see these people, how they They came against homosexuality, they came against abortion, they came against the immorality, every evil thing that is taking place, they came against. There was no what they call being politically correct, these people.
Amen.
They spoke with boldness, and they said, yes, we love the homosexuals, we want them to be saved, we want them to be born again, and their lifestyle to change. And so it was precious, and we had the opportunity to witness to quite a few people that needed prayer, in other words.
And so he went Friday night, and I couldn't go because the devil came against me physically. And I told God, I'm going tomorrow. I don't care what happens. And I went, and I loved it. It was beautiful. And I got a new feeling for the cross, a new understanding of the cross. I can't explain it, but it went in. And I don't have the words for it. It was just beautiful. Everybody prayed together. And it was America, all around America. They prayed about the Capitol, the people that work in the Capitol. They prayed about everything. And it was just beautiful that everybody was one in one accord. And then during some of the songs, I turned to a 19-year-old girl next to me. I have a friend that's a homosexual, and she's married to a policewoman, but not legally. And I prayed for this girl. And then when I was through, this young girl cut loose. I mean, she was so filled with the Holy Spirit. It was just awesome. The young people, a lot of young people there, just filled with the Holy Spirit, just shouting and singing, but they listened also. And they shouted when good things were spoken. Everything was good, but when they spoke something special, everybody shouted and raised their hands. I'd never seen anything like it. And it was just awesome, and I thank God that I got to go. And I'm gonna get the DVD, and if they want to show part of it here, they can. But it was just wonderful. And we just thank God for all the young people that are coming together. And the stage was filled with people that sang and spoke and so on, gave testimonies, tremendous testimonies. And when they got through, we left before they finished, but when they were through with one thing, somebody else would step right up and take over and start speaking about Jesus Christ and about the Holy Spirit and the things that he's doing. And just on and on and on, everything we've heard in this church and more. It was just beautiful. So we just thank God that the people in America are coming together. It was called The Call. And those people spent 3 weeks on a ranch here in Sacramento somewhere praying for yesterday. And it was tremendous in God. And God showed me that this young friend is going to marry a male physicist. And I just say, thank God. I think I'm hearing from you, Lord. I'm praying for it. So he did wonderful things yesterday that I can't even begin to tell you about. But it was awesome.
We had the opportunity to witness to some people. It was another couple that we knew from, used to belong to this church, and they needed some prayer, and we prayed for them, and it was some restoration there. Some demons were cast out. Then we prayed for someone accepted Christ also. Then the thing that I've been always looking forward to, witness to policemen. And there I had the opportunity, as we were leaving, to stop and speak to a policeman that was staying there, holding that in a street, stopping the people from going through that street. And so I went there and I spoke to him and I said, did you enjoy this? Did you hear? Or he says, I could not hear, was far away, and so on. So I spoke to him. I spoke to him about salvation. But he rejected it. And it's something about policemen. They're not that easy of a target. And so I told him how much power he can have by being born again Christian, by having the Spirit of God living in him, by have God's angels around him at all times. Also I told him this, that breastplate that you have in front of you it's not going to help you as much as when you have the armor of God upon you, I said to him. And I said that to you always when you go to, when there is an incident somewhere, somebody committed a crime and you want to go there, you can even disarm that person that, in other words, that he is in rebellion and he's violent and murder and so on, and you can disarm him before you go there. So I told him so many things and still rejected the gospel message. But at least I got it out of my system to speak to a policeman. They need some spiritual warfare before you speak to them. I mean, because the demons there, they will not allow you. But it was a wonderful thing. So I praise God for that, that we experienced such a power there. And that's all we have to say.
And God's getting that cop ready for heaven.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you're not in jail this morning, Satiris. Okay. Any more, Bob?
Morning, everyone. Praise the Lord, right?
Amen.
And a couple of piggybacks on you, Satiris. When you were speaking just now, it reminded me, you know what the word tells us? A rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus told him essentially the first five books of Moses. And he said, these I've done from my youth, so forth. And Jesus, loving him, perceived what his real problem was. That's not in the book. And he said, give up your money and follow me. Because he perceived that his real problem was the love of money, not the money itself. And the rich young ruler walked away. And Jesus didn't cut him any slack. See, that's what I was thinking of when you said that. He didn't say, well, hold on, give half it away and follow me for 6 months. He didn't cut him any slack. And yet he loved him. He had to let him go. And again, in Matthew, you know, when it talks about the sower of the seeds, we're supposed to sow the seeds where we go. And you can't turn around and worry about the blackbirds that pick them off. You can't worry that some of them fall on rocky ground. Some of them fall on shallow ground. The sun comes out and burns them up. That's the brother-in-law, you know. It tells you not to believe that stuff. And that's what I was thinking of when you told that. You did your job. And if he walked away, he walked away. And that's, I guess, the hardest thing for nice people to ever have to deal with, because you want to do one more thing. You know, what else could I do to help Sally or Jim or Joe? And, Joe's already cool. That was the one thing. The other thing in the music that Charles shows for today, there's a line in there that said, on the day that I stop sinning, when he's face-to-face with Jesus. And that's something that Pastor John has made clear the last several weeks and months, that when we go to heaven, we're still going to have some sins attached to us. You just want to have as few as possible. And that really helps a lot to dispel the idea that we have to be perfect in order to get there. We do our best to attain less and less sin. So that line in the song that Charles chose for today really struck home with me. The other thing is, Pastor John has been teaching of late, is the 24-hour thing. And it's so simple. It's been there all along for 35 or 40 years, but we always choose what we want to hear and what we don't want to hear. And when people said, how should we pray? Jesus said, pray this, you know, our Father which art in heaven, give us this, you know, anyways, give us each day our daily bread. And Pastor made that very clear. So Diane and I have been except for the day before yesterday, we've been pretty good at that. We started this thing, warfare prayer, every day. We hold hands and start with the Lord's Prayer and take it from there. Follow the outline that Pastor John gave us about a month and a half ago. You know, praise first and take it step by step. And as a result of that, this thing that we've been undergoing down in San Francisco with the house and everything else has been running much more smoothly. In fact, it's pretty well finished, except for getting Soteris's desk out of there and a few things like that. So that's my testimony, is to remember that God didn't give us a smorgasbord. We have to take the whole thing or nothing at all. And every 24 hours we need to be in touch, so to speak. The final thing is this, and this is back into Genesis, where we know that food is our medicine, right? Food and herbs are our medicine. So it's getting to be winter time, and so I'll just give one quick teaching on that. The vitamins and so forth that we know in food have been very depleted because of soils and other deliberate actions by the New World Order to keep us sick. But it didn't start yesterday or last year or what have you. It started a long time ago. And here's just a quick story to remember, because pretty soon the sun will be at a slant, and even if you work in the sun, you're not getting anywhere near the power that you normally would get with direct sun. But you can produce in how, Diane, about a half hour? Around every half hour you produce 300,000 international units of vitamin D when you're out in the sun. And yet the so-called RDA is a 400 international units. So here's the final little story. In the 1920s or so, people began to take supplements. And all at once, there were no more office doctor visits. Hospitals had beds empty. And people were really healthy in the 1920s, early 1930s, because they were taking supplements. And they were taking supplements in milligrams, including vitamin D and vitamin C. So all at once, the New World Order boys sat around and said, well, what can we do about this? And they said, we'll change the name. So they created out of whole cloth the name International Units. They don't mean anything. If you notice, only the oil-based vitamins are registered in that. So to take four, people were taking 20 milligrams of vitamin D in those days, and they were healthy as a horse. So 20 milligrams of vitamin D is like 1 million international units. And so that's the difference. So if you're not taking a great deal of vitamin D3, in the wintertime, you lose ground and you can become very ill. So with that, just a little warning to each and every one of you. Don't be fooled by the New World Order. Bye.
Now, Shireen, to give you, in all fairness, I really enjoyed Thomas's remark when he said, you know, is the signs in the usual spots? But you got to give Shireen creativity points, because, you know, when you leave through a door, you just, your mind's already somewhere else and you're already walking out through the door, you don't see that. Same thing if you're in the elevator. And so she decided, I'm going to put him in a bathroom. So when you're in the bathroom, you're not going anyplace. You're just looking at the wall. So why not look at something? So it is very, very clever to do that. Okay. Well, as you can tell, Pastor John and Nina are not here this week. They're having some rest and relaxation at a top secret, undisclosed location, which I don't even know where it is. That's fine. But hopefully, actually, they might actually be watching us right now, so that's fine. So hopefully when they do come back, they'll be rested and recharged and ready to go again. Get some prayer requests here this week. Actually, you know what? I want to give a little testimony before we do the prayer requests. The Christian life is it's not something like you just attain and you're like, okay, I'm here, I've got it now. You know, I'm a Christian. You know, I'm at Jesus' level. I've surpassed him. You know, so I'm thinking that I'm doing well. And yesterday, my son Isaac, he put me to the test. We were out shopping, and Kettering had gone into the store. We were all sitting in the van, because I didn't want to drag anybody out, because she was going to come back real fast. So we're sitting there, and I start hearing this rasping sound. I didn't think anything of it, and it started to get worse. And I was thinking to myself, you know, that's a scratching sound. That's glass. That's metal and glass. What in the world? So I look back, and here's my little son happily has this little coin that my father has given him. So I'm going to talk to my dad about this. It's this little soccer coin. It's decorative. It's just meant to be, you know, flipping, you know, heads or tails. and it has a lot of hard edges on it, like things coming out. And so he's sitting here in the back seat, and he's put it between the rubber gasket and the window. And he's just sliding it back and forth. And here's what I'm just hearing, this. And I'm just like, oh! So my blood pressure just goes from like normal to just, you know, whatever. You know when you see the little thermometer, when that little, the mercury rises up? Well, mine just shot up through the roof and just exploded. I didn't have any mercury left. So I walk back there, I'm like, hi, Isaac. So the point is, just when you think you're starting to get it down, God tests you a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And so, you know, God hasn't called me to sacrifice a son. I'm understanding what Abraham went through. I mean, it was a pretty big test, but, you know, he didn't take Abraham from zero to there immediately. And so, you know, I'm just moving along from step to step to step to see what's your attitude going to be. You know, how are you going to react to this? So, nevertheless, I am praising God for my son. He's a happy little boy. Just showed him not to do that anymore. Okay, we have some prayer requests here this morning. We've prayed for Mary Frances Hill before. She's a lady in South Carolina. And I'm assuming Carol's the one that brought these in. It says that she's being greatly harassed by her son. We don't know exactly, I don't know the details of that, but for whatever reason, her son is harassing her. And if someone gets in your face or starts doing malicious things toward you, you know what that feels like, and we don't like that. So we're going to pray for her. Jack and Michelle Gilman from San Francisco, they are driving up to New York this week. So evidently, they are driving there and then flying back. So let's pray for their safety, that they would have safe travel. He has, evidently he has some rental property that's out there. So I'm not sure why they're going out, but that God would give them traveling mercies and that he would, give them favor when they're over there. The third thing on our list is, the price of oil. Now Pastor John does this every single week, and I actually had to go look it up this week. I had to do some research. Because he keeps track of this, but I don't. So I went back and listened to last week's broadcast to find out what the price of oil was last week. And then I went to some commodities website and looked it up, and so we found out. Now, Michael is not here this week, so someone will have to tell him this. But the price of oil last week was $75.17, and this week it dropped $1.85. So that's no small bucks. We're just going to ask God to continue driving it down. I had read online that they were saying that they were expecting a boon in oil prices to sweep back up. But I think they've been expecting this all along. It's just not happening. So we don't have a whole lot of control. We don't have money to throw at this. But we do have one tiny little incredibly powerful weapon called prayer that can change world events. So we're going to utilize that this morning. So those of you who would like to come forward, let's do so.
Father God, thank you for this day and the opportunity to be here. Thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for you have met our needs, Lord, and we praise your name for that. We thank you for your word, too, that tells us how we can live and what we can expect. And Lord, I want to lift up this lady in South Carolina, Mary Frances Hill, and the situation with her son. We don't know what it is, but it doesn't sound good. So we thank you, Father, for diffusing that, and that both of them will be able to keep their eyes on Jesus and walk in the light, Lord. And we thank you for that. And that also that they would recognize that the strife comes from the enemy. and don't let the enemy have any ground, so that they would put the enemy at bay, and there would be they would be united. So I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to pray for people, Lord, and see God moving and making changes in people's lives. Right now, we want to lift up Jack and Michelle Gilman. We lift them up to you, Lord, and as they travel to New York, drive into to New York, we pray, O Lord, that the Spirit of God will be upon them. And there will be, O Lord, speaking with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and sing and make melody in their hearts to the Lord. Let it be in one accord, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And keep praising God while on the way to New York, we pray. Let them use that free time, O Lord, to glorify our Lord, our God. Let something wonderful happen, some spiritual renewal within them. We pray in the name of Jesus, and let him pray without ceasing. And thank you, Lord, for taking him safely there. And let no demonic spirit be able to touch them. We pray in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory, Lord, and bring them back safely. And let them, O Lord, take care of the business that they are there to take care of, O Lord, and let it be a successful trip, we pray, Father, and your name be glorified. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty work in that couple, O Lord, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, when it comes to the price of oil, again, Father, it seems weary to have to do something like this on a weekly basis. But as your model prayer pointed out, give us our daily bread. So, Father, when it comes to this thing, you know how it controls the economies of the world, that food, commodities, everything goes up based upon this one price that's of oil that sits here on this earth. So, Father God, we ask for relief that it is okay for companies to make profits, because that's what they're in the business for, but to make exceedingly obscene profits, to where they would just sit there and just be bringing in hand over fist while people toil away, and it's not right. So, Father, we just continue to ask that you would just drop the price of oil, that we would have fair prices at the pumps, that we wouldn't be gouged. We'd sit there and just, it would financially be so hurtful every single time you fill up the tank. So, Father, we just thank you for that. Now, Father, when it comes to John and Ina, we ask that you would just give them a restful time when they're away, that they'd be able to let go of the day-to-day things that would be causing tension or worry, and just be able to relax, to focus on you, and just to have a nice time wherever they are. So, Father, we thank you for that, that we will soon see their smiling faces here once again as they come back and are reinvigorated. So, Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.